In this video, I'm going to focus on the tools and practices that companies can use in their sustainability work. I will start by explaining that what are the tools and practices. And in this slide, I have a couple of examples of tools. Some of those might even be familiar to you already. So basically, tools and practices are such that they help the companies to manage the sustainability issues. They either help the companies to understand that what are the significant environmental or social impacts, or then they will help companies to find ways to reduce these impacts. Significant environmental and social impacts are typically such that they are the biggest environmental or social impacts that the companies are causing, or then they are such that the company's stakeholders are especially interested in. And with different tools or different set of tools and practices, companies are then able to manage the sustainability issues. Basically, we are talking about the continuous improvement, that they are always able to find ways to improve in these issues. As said, I have some examples of the different methods here. Other courses that we are offering as a corporate environmental management faculty, they will focus on these different tools. I'm going to talk you about two of these tools later on, but I will just say a couple of examples, for example, on the eco labels. Those are such that companies can have in their products if the products are performing better than the other products in that area. So then my challenge to you is that next time when you go to a grocery shop, for example, take a look at the packaging of the food items or whatever you are buying in the shop, and take a look if it has a eco label or not. Carbon footprint was something that I mentioned in the very first video in this course. So it's a tool that many of the companies are using at the moment, and also one of the tasks in this course, while you are completing this course, is to calculate your own carbon footprint. But in this slide, I'm going to give you an example of the sustainability management systems. That's a typical internal tool that companies are using. And then I'm going to give you examples of the sustainability reporting. That is kind of a in-between tool that, of course, companies use the internal data and knowledge to produce it, but still often the target group of a sustainability report are the external stakeholders of a company. But let's start with management systems for sustainability. In this slide, this is a kind of an overview, what is a management system. If you have a background in management, for example, you might already know about the quality management systems. There is a similar system for environmental issues as well. But a management system is typically a system for managing the environmental and or social impacts that the company is causing. The system helps company to identify what are the most significant environmental and or social impacts, and then helps the company to find ways to reduce those impacts. As said, this is a very typical example of an internal tool. So it helps companies to improve their own operations. It can also offer an external verification. So there are systems that the company can certify and really get a certificate out of it, out of the process. And then they can show that to external stakeholders, typically business partners, to say that we have focused on environmental or social issues. And in that way, it can be an advantage in the stakeholder relationships, or in some cases, it's even a demand from the stakeholders. So typically, it is the larger companies that will have a management system. And therefore, there are these bigger companies that are nowadays starting to ask for the management system also from their own suppliers. And this is completely voluntary action for the companies. So there isn't any law that says that you need to have a management system. But then again, there might the kind of the requirement of a system might come from the business partners. And in here, I have just listed examples of these management systems. We have a whole course that will focus on managing a green organization, if you are interested to know more. There are two main environmental management systems, ISO 14001. This is very similar to ISO's quality management system. So if you know that, then you have an idea how to build an environmental management system as well. And then the EMAS system, which comes from the EU. So it's basically a European-based management system. But then again, European companies can also certify their operations outside Europe based on this. And then there are some that focus on the sustainability or a certain topic inside sustainability. There is an ISO guidelines on sustainability. This isn't really a certifiable system, but still ISO wanted to produce their own guidelines on sustainability. Then there is the AA 1000 that focuses on stakeholder engagement, stakeholder dialogue. And then the SA 8000 that focuses on decent workplaces. So kind of very basic health and safety issues, for example, in a workplace. Then my second example focuses on sustainability reporting. As said, it's kind of a in-between tool in a way that companies need to collect and process the data often inside of their own company. And then they will process the data and then publish the sustainability report that is quite often targeted to the external stakeholders. So the companies need to have a process, which is called sustainability reporting or sustainability accounting in a company, where they collect the data that describes their performance on economic, environmental, and social impacts. And then the sustainability report is a kind of an end result of that process. Typically, companies publish a report every year if they have started to publish one. And it should cover both the positive and negative impacts that the companies are causing. There is a bit of a tendency that companies report only on the positive news, on the success stories, but still they should also disclose and report on something that hasn't been that successful. Here I just have an example of the cover of sustainability report from Metsä Board, which is a Finnish forest industry company. Then kind of what should be inside of a sustainability report? Similar to the management systems, also sustainability reporting is a voluntary practice for a company. So they can choose whether or not they will report, and then they can also choose what they will have inside of a report. There are some countries that have a regulation that defines somewhat the content. Also, as I mentioned in the previous video, is that there is a new EU regulation on this topic. At the moment, it isn't that strict, but EU is renewing the regulation, so it might get stricter in the future. But to give you some idea is that the A good report should contain both monetary and non-monetary information, both qualitative and quantitative information, so numbers, and then, as said, both positive and negative information. At the moment, the most commonly used international framework for reporting is the Global Reporting Initiative. And also in this slide, I have an example of a content of sustainability report. And once more, this is Metsä Board. And the reason why I chose these two pages from the report is that I'm not sure if you are able to see from the video, but please take a look at the slides which are attached to this video, is that this signs what the company has selected here, or the kind of the small squares, they are those sustainable development goals. So also Metsä Board has considered that how their operation, how their products will have an impact on the sustainable development goals. And in Moodle, you have the sustainability report of Kone, which is also a Finnish company. So take a look at also that report to give you some kind of an idea how companies report on sustainability issues.